here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of Stephen Spender, born London, 1909, author of many volumes of poetry, and also a book about his disillusionment with communism called The God That Failed. When he turned 70, Stephen Spender wrote, "I'm struggling at the end to get out of the valley of hectoring youth, journalistic middle age, imposture, money-making, public relations, bad writing, mental confusion." It's the birthday of the essayist Michel de Montaigne, born near Bordeaux, France, 1533. He became a lawyer, but when his father died and left Michel the family estate, he took over the property, he retired from the law, and he spent 10 years in relative seclusion in his tower on the estate, ignoring his family, ignoring society. Montaigne's best friend had recently died, a man he would have written letters to, and so instead of letters, Montaigne wrote down thoughts to an imaginary reader, short pieces that he called essays, from the French word essay, meaning attempt. He wrote about prayer, about smell, about liars, cannibals, thumbs, and every other subject interesting to him under the sun. It's the birthday of Linus Pauling, born Portland, Oregon, 1901. As a kid, he stole chemicals from an abandoned smelter and conducted experiments. He did research in chemical bonds and demonstrated that properties like color, texture, and hardness are a result of a chemical's molecular structure. Won a Nobel Prize in chemistry in 1954 and used his status as a scientist to speak out against nuclear weapons, for which 9 years later he won the Nobel Peace Prize. And it's the birthday of Daniel Handler, born San Francisco, 1970. Famous for his series of macabre children's books, A Series of Unfortunate Events, under the pen name Lemony Snicket, books following the adventures of the orphaned Baudelaire children, Violet, Klaus, and Sonny, whose parents died in a fire, and things just keep getting worse and worse for those children, in books such as The Bad Beginning, The Carnivorous Carnival, The Penultimate Peril. Daniel Handler, who wrote, "A library is like an island in the middle of a vast sea of ignorance, particularly if the library is very tall and the surrounding area has been flooded." Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal entitled, "What I Believe." I believe there is no justice, but that cotton grass and bunchberry grow on the mountain. I believe that a scorpion sting will kill a man, but that his wife will remarry. I believe that the older we get, the weaker the body, but the stronger the soul. I believe that if you roll over at night in an empty bed, the air consoles you. I believe that no one is spared the darkness, and no one gets all of it. I believe we all drown eventually in a sea of our making, but that the land belongs to someone else. I believe in destiny, and I believe in free will. I believe that when all the clocks break, time goes on without them. And I believe that whatever pulls us under will do so gently, so as not to disturb anyone, so as not to interfere with what we believe in." A poem, "What I Believe," by Michael Blumenthal, from Days We Would Rather Know, published by Pleasure Boat Studio, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.